Title: Impact in Ableton Live 12. Shape it for rewind-worthy drops for jungle old-school DNB vibes advanced. Alright, let's build Impact the old-school jungle way in Ableton Live 12. And I want to set the mindset immediately. Impact is not turn everything up and slap a limiter on it. Jungle impact is contrast, timing, transient control and arrangement tension. It's that feeling like the floor disappears for a split second and then the drop lands like a brick. Today you're building a repeatable impact system you can reuse. A controlled pre-drop tension moment. A drop that reads bigger without necessarily beating louder. And a couple of stock device chains you can drop into any session. And we're focusing on groove impact. How it feels. Not just mixdown numbers. First, set the playground. Put your tempo somewhere in that old school pocket. 160 to 170 BPM. I like 165 to 170, if you want it urgent. Go into arrangement view and lay out a simple structure. 16 bars intro, 16 bars build, and make your drop hit at bar 33. Add locators, build, then one beat gap, then drop. This matters because in jungle you earn the drop. If the build doesn't manage energy, the drop has nothing to contrast against. Now let's build the drum core. Break plus kick reinforcement. Track A is your Amen or another classic break like Think or Hot Pants. Drag it into auto. For warping, avoid Complex Pro for breaks unless you absolutely have to. Try Beats mode first. Set Preserve around 1/16 or 1/32 so transients stay sharp. Then set Envelope around 10 to 30% so you don't choke the tails. If you go too tight, the break starts sounding like paper. Now slice it. Right-click the break and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by Transient. Use the built-in slicing preset. This gives you that classic break as an instrument workflow, which is basically half of jungle. Track beat is kick reinforcement. And a clean kick, 909-ish works, or a modern DNB kick if it's not too clicky. Place it under key hits and the break. Most often you're anchoring the one. And then another support hit depending on your pattern. In simpler, set it to one shot. Turn snap on. Adjust gain to taste, and shorten the tail if your break already has low-end weight. Teacher note here. Old-school impact usually comes from the break doing the talking. The kick is the anchor, not the star. Next, we make the snare hit like a rewind trigger. Create track C. A snare layer. This is your crack. Layer a tight snare or rim/snare with the break snare. Then high-pass it so it's mostly snap, not body. Use EQ8, edge BF at around 160 to 220 Hz with a steep slope. If it needs more bite, a small boost around 3 to 6 kHz. If it needs air, a gentle shelf around 10 to 12 kHz. But be careful. Old breaks can get harsh fast. For transient shaping, stay stuck. Put drum bus on that snare layer. Drive around 2 to 8, transients plus 10 to plus 30, and usually keep boom off so you don't fight your sub and kick. Or use saturator. Soft clip on. Drive 2 to 6 dB, and trim output so you don't trick yourself with loudness. Now a really advanced but simple move, micro timing. Nudge the snare layer slightly earlier than the break snare, literally 1 to 5 milliseconds. You're creating a snap before the body. It feels more aggressive without needing more level. Don't overdo it. If you hear a flam, you went too far. You want attitude, not a mistake. Now let's talk groove impact. Swing and micro shuffle without killing the roll. Open the groove pool. Try something like MPC 16 swing at 54 to 58%, or even better, extract a groove from a classic break and try that. Apply groove mainly to hats, ghost snares, and break slices lightly. In the groove settings, start with timing around 30 to 60, velocity 10 to 25, random 2 to 8. And here's the advanced workflow. Once it feels right, commit it, then do manual nudges if you need surgical control. Key idea. Don't swing the main snare backbeat too much. Let the details swing. The backbeat is your fence post. The ghosts are the wind. Now we set up the simplest rewind trick in the book. The one beat gap. One beat before the drop. You create a tiny vacuum. Drums either mute or get filtered hard. Sub disappears. And you leave a little cue, like a reverb throw, so the listener's brain goes something's coming. Here's a clean Ableton method. Group your drums into a drums bus. On the drums bus, put an auto filter set to high pass. In the last one beat, before the drop, automate the cutoff up to somewhere between 250 and 600 Hz. Add a little resonance, maybe 0.7 to 1.2. That resonance is your tension whistle. Then optionally add utility. Automate width from 100% down to 0% right before the drop. That mono collapse is massive. And automate gain down maybe 1 to 3 dB in the gap. Remember, impact is delta, not max. You're setting up a smaller moment so the next moment feels huge. Now the reverb throw. Create a return track with hybrid reverb. Play to room. Decay about 1.2 to 2.5 seconds. Pre-delay 15 to 30 milliseconds. And high pass the reverb so it doesn't fog your low end, like 250 to 400 Hz. Then automate the snare send on the final pre-drop hit. You get that classic SHHHHH into silence, and then the drops max. Quick coach note, after you build this, check it at low volume. If the drop still feels like it arrives when your monitors are quiet, you nailed it. If it only works loud, you're relying on bass level instead of timing and transients. Now let's make the bass hit with arrival shaping, not constant pressure. Track D, sub, use operator, oscillator assign only, everything else off. Add a saturator lightly. Drive 1 to 3 dB, soft clip on. That gives harmonics so the sub is readable on smaller systems. For arrival shaping, think envelope and micro accent. You can do this in operator's amp envelope, or you can automate utility gain. Try this. Keep attack at 0 to 5 ms. If you want that pop punch at the start, set decay around 150 to 300 ms, and either lower sustain or keep sustain depending on whether it's a held note. Now the key moment. On the exact downbeat of the drop, automate a quick plus 1 to plus 2 dB on the sub for about 50 to 120 ms, then return. That tiny accent reads as a hit, not a louder bassline. Track E, Reese or mid bass. Use wavy-able with two saws, slightly detuned. Unison 2 to 4 voices. Don't go super saw. Old school is about teeth, not fluff. Then process, EQ8 high pass around 90 to 140 Hz so the sub has its own lane. Saturator drive 4 to 10 dB. Soft clip on. Auto filter for slow movement, like LFO 0.05 to 0.15 Hz. Utility width around 80 to 120% is fine, but keep your actual sub mono. Now sidechain feel. Put compressor on the sub keyed from the kick, or from the drum bus if you wanted to breathe with the break. Ratio 2:1 to 4:1. Attack 10 to 30 ms so the transient pokes through. Release 60 to 140 ms tuned by feel. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. And here's an advanced variation that feels insanely jungle. Two-stage sidechain. Sub sidechains from a kick like normal, and then your Reese gets a light sidechain from the snare as well. That means every backbeat punches a hole in the mid-bass, so the snare feels louder, without actually turning it up. Now we build the drum impact bus, glue without flattening. On your drums bus, start with EQ8. High pass at 20 to 30 Hz to remove rumble. If it's boxy, dip 200 to 350 Hz by a dB or 2. Then drum bus, drive 2 to 6. Transients plus 5 to plus 20. Boom only if it actually improves the kick, and set the boom frequency around 45 to 60 Hz. If it starts swallowing your sub, back it off. Then glue compressor. Attack 3 to 10 ms. Release auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2:1. You're only aiming for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. If your break loses snap, you're overdoing it. Then utility. Bass mono at 120 Hz. And trim gain so you're not louder equals better biasing yourself. Now, a coaching concept that will level you up fast. Work in two buses, punch and dirt. Punch bus is clean. Transient clarity, controlled low end, minimal saturation. Dirt bus is character. Crunch, distortion, room tone, resampling artifacts. Blend dirt underneath. Don't force one chain to do both jobs, because that's how you end up with loud mush. A great stock dirt trick is a return track with amp and cabinet, then EQ it hard. High pass around 200 Hz. Low pass around 6 to 8 kHz. Blend it quietly under the break or Reese. It adds menace without mud. Now arrangement moves that guarantee the drop hits. First, pre-drop density reduction. In the last two bars of the build, remove a key element. Often that's the kick reinforcement or the sub. Keep a hint of break tops filtered so the groove still teases, but the weight is gone. Second, the classic edit. Half a bar before the drop, do a snare repeat, three hits, or do an amen stutter that speeds up toward the edge. 1/16 to 1/32 right at the end. And here's the trick that keeps momentum. Keep the kick reinforcement silent during the stutter. That silence under the stutter makes the downbeat feel like gravity returning. Ableton method, duplicate the last bar, consolidate, then chop audio, or if you're in MIDI slices, just draw repeated notes for that slice. Third, stage the drop so it opens over time. Don't peak at bar 1 beat 1. Bar 1. Chord drums plus sub plus 1 short impact cue. Beat 1 is a statement. Beat 2. Introduce the Reese. not on the same exact micro-instant as everything else. Bar 3. Hats are rides for forward push. Bar 5. Open the Reese filter slightly or add a new note. Bar 7. Quick edit or fill to launch the next phrase. That's how you get rewinds, not just a big hit, but a signature moment people anticipate and energy that keeps unfolding. Now a quick Live 12 mixer trick. Mixer delay is a pocket maker. If your snare feels wide but not solid, try tiny channel delays. On the snare layer, keep left at 0 ms and set right to 0.10 to 0.30 ms. On hats and rides, maybe 0.30 to 0.70 ms. It can create perceived width without smearing low mids the way chorus can. Keep it subtle. If you notice it, it's too much. Now master drop contrast, minimal and safe. Don't smash the master. Put a limiter at the end, sealing at -1 dB. During production, aim for only occasional gain reduction. If you add a glue compressor before it, keep it gentle, ratio 2:1, attack 10 ms, release auto and basically 0 to 1 dB of reduction. Then the psychological trick. Automate utility gain on your pre-master or master. During the build, pull it down by 0.5 dB to 1.5 dB. On the drop, return to 0. That's impact through contrast, not clipping. Now common mistakes to avoid. Don't overcompress the drum bus until the break loses snap. If your amen feels like paper, back off. Don't keep the sub constant through build and drop. No arrival equals no impact. Don't swing everything, especially the main snare backbeat. The drop will feel late and weak. Don't run stereo sub or wide low mids. It kills punch and translation. And don't throw every element at the listener at drop 1.1. Impact needs a clean front edge. Let's close with a tight 20-minute exercise you can do right now.